Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Oh, Jeff Quattromani, how are you this afternoon?
I'm really well. How are you?
Good, mate. So much to ask and so little time to do it in. Here we go. I've got a couple of questions for you. Okay, my first one is, let me see. Hi, Jeff. This is from Ashley. Okay. Ashley says, I'm looking to buy a new pair of Bluetooth earphones. Naturally, I'm swayed to go with Apple, as all my other devices are Apple. I currently have a pair of second generation AirPods, but I find their charge really doesn't last that long. What would you recommend?
Look, I mean, she did the right thing. I honestly think that having Apple AirPods with an Apple product is hand in glove, the perfect pair if you can do that. If they are starting to run out of charge, it usually is because over time, eventually, that the battery in the case as well as inside those little buds will deteriorate. If you're looking to replace them, because maybe you've had them for a couple of years, you don't have to have Apple AirPods with an iPhone. It's just that they work so well together. There are options out there from a number of brands that can be cheaper or even, in some cases, more expensive, but it's more about, to me, finding the right fit. And I think as you look at all the buds that are available, look at the different styles that they have, look at the amount of battery life that they're going to offer, given that's an issue for you, and then you should find one that works. They all work with iPhones, but the AirPods just have this natural beauty that between the two, they just talk so well together.
And if you're in the Apple world, the AirPods also work well with Siri, whereas others don't necessarily.
Yeah, exactly. And look, if you've got other Apple products, then it flows seamlessly as well. So you could go from your iPhone to your iPad to your Apple TV without doing anything. You've just got the AirPods that transition across so well. So, yeah, there is that convenience.
And you're in the Apple world and they want to keep you in the Apple world. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. And look, and I think they actually make more revenue from their AirPods than they do from their MacBooks. Their whole laptop range doesn't make as much money as they make in AirPods. So it's an important part of their business now.
Another one from Trevor. Trevor says, my friend has a 13-year-old Samsung tablet full of photos and videos. It's 3G, which will be running out soon. Will she be able to transfer the photos across to a USB or computer? That's from Trevor.
Yeah, definitely to your computer will be the best way. Obviously, the cable that comes with your tablet will be able to plug into the USB port onto a computer. Once you do that, you usually get a pop-up on the screen of a Samsung tablet that says, we've noticed you've plugged it into a computer. What would you like to do? And that's where you choose external storage. And as soon as you do that, it shows up on your computer as if you've just plugged in a USB stick or a USB hard drive. And then you can drag and drop the photos or videos away from that tablet and, you know, obviously importantly back those up. But to have had a tablet for as long as they did, I'm happy to hear that it's still working and
operating. Yeah, that is
operating.
A long time, isn't it? 13 yeah. years. Last right. question. Lauren says, my Mac laptop is playing up. I've had it going on 6 years, and with very regular use, I find that it's not as efficient as it used to be. The text lags as I'm writing, the screen freezes more often than not, the fan makes loud noises, and it heats up and loses charge fast. Lauren says, I am restarting it constantly, but I'm thinking I should probably buy a new one. Can I take other measures, or should I spend my money on a new laptop?
Both options are desirable. I mean, obviously, 6 years is great from any computer, but you can probably invest a couple of $100 to get it cleaned, as in physically cleaned, because it always sucks up a bit of dust as they operate, and that's what usually makes them hot. And then, obviously, as she said, the fan is kicking in a bit more. But at the same time, if you can back up your data, restoring to factory settings, starting again, because all that 6 years of buildup of data and things like that, it really does tend to slow the operating system down. So restoring its factory settings and treat it like a new computer is beneficial. But 6 years again, you could be investing in a new computer and get a further 6 years of life. So it just depends on where their budget sits, because a new MacBook, it's about $2,000 really. So you have to weigh up your options.
And if you want to take the other of the first two options, maybe book an appointment with the Genius Bar.
Yeah, especially if you're going to get any type of servicing done, definitely take it back to an Apple store. They'll applaud the fact that you've had it for 6 years and they'll probably happily service it for you while I'm sure of trying to sell you a new one at the same time. But, you know, you've definitely got that option.
I've got more questions, but we'll hold them over to next week because I want to get to some of your topics. The Optus network could soon be best what be the best among the big three with a new partnership with SpaceX enabling Australia-wide coverage? Now, look, last week Telstra made the big announcement it was going to partner up with Elon Musk and this SpaceX, all right, Starlink. And a couple of days later, Optus trumped them and said, yes, well, we're signing up as well, but we're going one better.
Yeah, they certainly are going one better. This partnership with Optus and SpaceX will basically mean that mobile coverage, the ability to make phone calls, send SMSs, send emails and use data on your smartphone will work with 100% of Australia's coverage. Now, when you hear about coverage figures from Telstra and others at the moment, it's population coverage, not land coverage. And with this deal which Optus has made, it means land coverage. So you could go anywhere around Australia and still have a fast internet service and a ability to make calls. This will start at the end of next year, and we're quite early in the piece to understand which phones will be compatible with this kind of service and how that will work, but it will be the big thing that if you are somebody who wants to use the Optus network while you're traveling, that may be the best one.
Okay. There's more information going to come out on that in the next 12 months for people. Owners of an Apple TV will soon receive updates bringing some big changes, including FaceTime in your living room. That's if you've got an Apple TV. I suppose if you've got a modern smart telly, you've got the app on your telly and you're not using a physical Apple TV.
Yeah, that's completely true. The one benefit that they're going to have with having a physical Apple TV is this ability to do FaceTime calls. Now, I don't do a lot of FaceTime calling, but I know people who do, and it's a good way of keeping in touch with friends and family to see them. But seeing them on your big screen TV is even better. And then using the cameras on your iPhone is the best way for them to then see you. So you would prop the iPhone up on your entertainment unit, you would see them in your TV, and they'd be looking at you through the iPhone. So that partnership between your Apple TV and your iPhone actually is going to change the way that we FaceTime. So it could be a thing where people start doing more often.
Sharing your workouts publicly could get you killed? What? A recent Russian trooper discovered this. There is a lesson to learn for all Australians in this. What is the lesson, Jeff?
Look, I don't want to sound grim. It was probably a tough example to use, but there was a Russian trooper who was doing his morning exercise, and he used to use Strava, which is an app that you can use to share your workouts. And he used it and logged his workouts every single morning, which basically gives away publicly your start and ending location, which tends to be your home address. But it also says that he takes the same path every single day. So these people that, obviously took his life, knew exactly where to find him and when. And I think maybe just a call out to people, not that they're going to have the same level of risk, but it's probably important to note that when you are sharing pictures, when you're sharing your location, when you're checking into a place on Facebook, or when you're sharing your workout, that you are publicly sharing so much. And I think just a call out to everybody to be, just to remember those things, it's important.
And I think this is the last one we'll get time for today. The newsreaders we love to watch in the evening, it could be one of the first jobs to be replaced by AI. Other countries are going down this road already, are they not?
Yeah, look, Taiwan, India and Hong Kong have started to put on TV for their nightly news an artificial intelligence virtual person, effectively. Now, it carries the same voice as a known newsreader in those countries and actually carries a similar look to them as well. But they're reading from the same teleprompter as the actual real newsreaders would be, but they don't need to pay that person for sick leave or their time on screen or even for their outfits. So, the likes of Sandra Sully, Peter Everton and others maybe start to look over their shoulder at AI coming for them.
There you go. I never thought it would happen. I thought we'd always have the newsreader there. Life is changing daily almost. It's good as always to talk to you. Thank you for answering those techie questions. As I say, he's darn good at what he does, our Jeff Quattromani. So if you've got any tech questions, send them to us via email and we'll ask Jeff next week when he joins us. Thanks, mate. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for having me. You too.
We'll talk to you next week. That is Jeff Quattromani.